land on your swerve. We on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
Okay. Like it.
It is what it is.
What up, peace family? We back. This brother Kev, aka Cosmic Kev.
This is Rigel, everybody's friend, your favorite girl.
Peace and blessings, y'all. I like that. That's sweet. That's so cute. Peace and blessings. This is Montoya, aka Mufasa Rock.
And we are Collective Minds, y'all. We are back another week for some constructive conversation, dialogue on trending topics, newsworthy events, and all that good stuff. We took a hiatus last week because of Mother's Day. So, you know, shout out to all the mothers last week. Hope y'all enjoyed y'all's day. And like I always say, every day and every month should be Mother's Day and Mother's Month. So shout out to all the mothers. But we back, y'all. We in the building.
Thanks.
We're here to have some good conversation. We should have a great show for y'all today. Like we said, Collective Minds. We all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. And so give us a call, y'all.
Thanks.
On our number here, the number is 929-477-1697. Give us a call here at Collective Minds. We'll get to the call lines here in a second. But before we do, Rigel Starr and my brother Mufasa, how was y'all week? And do y'all got any announcements for the fam?
I had an awesome week, a great week. One announcement. I almost hit 2 goats. I just want to throw that out there.
Bad. Is that a goat or a sheep? I don't know if I'm making the right noise.
That's a sheep.
That's a sheep. Oh, my bad. Okay.
Yeah, big old goats just out in the road, my neighbors. And, yeah, the monks were so big it scared me. I rolled my windows up in the car. I was so nervous. They were that big. So I just want
to
encourage everybody
to
be careful on the road.
Yeah, people listen to this. They probably thinking, where do you live at where you bumping into goats? It's St.
Yeah,
Louis
is
really that country.
We're
really
that
country out here. Right. Right. But yes, indeed. Shout out to them goats. You feel me?
Shout out to them goats.
Mufasa, how was your week, my
yes,
brother?
Yes, sir. You know, I had an awesome week as well. I had to battle internally just keeping my spirit uplifted, though, because, you know, here in the St. Louis area, for people who don't know, we broadcast out of St. Louis, Missouri. And the metropolitan area has, you know, had a lot of murders that's been taking place. And, you know, so I'm trying to keep my spirit up because people are trying to figure out what's going on, trying to figure out solutions. And sometimes it can be, you know, a little challenging on people to just stay uplifted. So that hit me as well. But to everyone out there that's dealing with situations like this with violence and loss of life, you know, let's just keep our heads up, keep moving forward, and try to uplift each other. And hopefully one day, you know, things will get better as far as, the crime in our town and our city and across the country. So that's all I want to say, y'all. I ain't going to go too heavy into this.
All right. Yes, indeed. No doubt. Yeah, so just real quick, I just had a quick announcement. Folks may have heard, I believe this was down in Baytown, Texas, where a police officer slash race soldier shot a 45-year-old grandmother. I believe her name is Pamela Turner, if I'm not mistaken. But she was gunned down last week. And, you know, I just wanted to put this out there because, you know, we talk a lot about codes and things that we need to do as far as, you know, navigating through the system. And, you know, my thing is one of the codes that I think, you know, that we should really pay attention to is when do we call the police? You know what I'm saying? Because being black in America, calling the police could potentially be dangerous and put you in harm. That's why I say, you know, as far as black people go and dealing and resolving conflict with each other, that's going to be crucial. Because anytime you get the state involved, there can potentially be issues. You know, the state could be the police. It could be child support court. It could be, you know, custody court, family, child services. Any of these organizations or institutions, we really have to think about getting them involved in our personal affairs. You know, ideally, we want to be able to resolve issues, you know, amongst each other and with each other. That way we don't have to put each other in harm's way. Because like I said, when people call the police, it can potentially result in a black person being harmed. You know, from my perspective and growing up, you know, and the relationship between the community and the police has always been hostile. So that's why I say we should call the police for extreme emergencies only. And if you can resolve the conflict with your brother or sister, please try to handle that first before we resort to calling the police. Because once they show up, they're going to treat us accordingly. And we know, you know, we know how that relationship goes. So I just wanted to put that out there as far as, you know, a code. We have to evaluate when and why we call the police and when do we get the government agencies involved in our business. And like I said, I think it's best to leave them out of our business if we can resolve certain things ourselves. You know, let's go ahead and try to do that. Let's try to be adults and try to resolve these situations on our own, you know, before we get people potentially harmed. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. Shout out to that sister. You know, that shooting was recorded, and it kind of hit home, you know, to a lot of folks, you know, by her being a female. And she even yelled she was pregnant, and he still left five shots off. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they say the woman had mental issues or what have you, but from what I've seen on the video, there was no reason for him to shoot her like that. So, you know, just be careful out here how we moving. And when we have to call the authorities, definitely be aware and be careful about that as well. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. Again, y'all, this is Collective Minds Radio. We are back. Today we have a very interesting topic going on right now. You feel me? We are talking about the anti-abortion laws that's actually moving their way up to being passed. I don't know if a lot of people know, but these laws are on the books, but they haven't fully taken effect. So I think they're like a step or two away. You feel me? They're like a step or two away from actually taking effect. So, you know, we want to have a conversation about this and, you know, see what's going on, what's the truth behind it, how does this affect our community, how does this affect us personally, and, you know, we all go into the abortion debate. So give us a call, y'all. Collective Minds, Not a Spectator Sport. The number is 929-477-1697. And we are Collective Minds Radio, y'all. So let's do this. You know, before we, before y'all go in, or before we go in, let's just, I guess, lay down, you know, some backstory to what's been going on. this all started, well, the real buzz started when the Alabama governor, Kay Ivey, signed the anti-abortion bill in the state, and she did that on May 15th, which was last week. Now, in Alabama, their law says that after 8 weeks, you cannot have an abortion. That can be rape, incest, or whatever. Abortions are banned, you know, after 8 weeks. So what I found out later, that Georgia also passed the law, Ohio, and then Missouri, the Missouri Senate, recently passed a bill as well with anti-abortion laws that's on its way to the governor of Missouri, Mike Parsons. So you have these different states. It's Ohio, Mississippi, Alabama, and Missouri so far that are passing these laws and looking to outlaw abortions. Now, if we go back in history, 1973 was the federal case of Roe versus Wade. And that case basically legalized abortions throughout the country. So now, you know, umpteen years later, here we are in 2019, they're reversing those laws back and basically saying, you know, abortions are illegal after the heartbeat is detected or somewhere around there, somewhere around that 6 to 8 week mark. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about today. I just wanted to lay down a little context, you know, for the listeners. And then we'll go in and give us a call, y'all, and let us know what y'all think about these laws as well. So, yeah, I guess we'll go to my sister, Rigel Starr. As far as these laws, and we are in Missouri here, so, you know, we could potentially be affected. Our family could definitely be affected by these laws. So what do you think about these new abortion laws, Rigel?
Well, so far, I haven't been affected by a decision when it comes to making for abortions. And I pray, you know, by now I'm kind of up there in my age, so I don't really foresee it right now. So I don't think I would have a personal effect toward it now, although I do have two young girls. But hopefully that's later on down the line. So I'm really not for it, but it is a tough topic for me because by me being a female and just knowing how things can happen in life, unforeseen things, when it comes to making a decision like that, it can be tough. It's definitely a life-changing experience. So it's hard for me to put myself in someone else's shoes and say that they shouldn't do it. So I try not to criticize a woman for choosing to do so, although it's just not something that I could personally decide to do. I think it's the life. I look at it as life. You know, the minute the sperm hit the egg, to me that's life. That's a life. So I was always against it for myself personally. And for others who, you know, who argue on the other side that, you know, you may have rape and incest and all those things, all terrible experiences in life that can happen. Yes, I know that. But I think those are things that we can overcome if we have the right spiritual balance, you know. But I just, I know everybody don't have the, you know, a certain balance when it comes to that spirituality. That's just due to how society has programmed us. But I think those are things that can be, you know, we can overcome those type of challenges because we have challenges in life all the time that we have to overcome, and that's just one of it. Not trying to minimize the incidents as far as the rape or, you know, something like incest. Not trying to minimize those are very strong things and should be thought about, you know. So I can see it being a hard decision for a family or a mother to have to decide. So with those exceptions, you know, I don't really have a strong opinion about that. I really can't have an opinion about that because it's such a confusing. It's too conflicting, you know, because it can be tough. But ultimately, and I'll say this again, just to narrow down. Ultimately, I am saying that I'm not for abortions for myself personally, but I try not to criticize a woman for choosing to do that, and I just kind of leave it there.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I feel that. All right. My brother Mufasa, what do you think about these anti-abortion laws that are going on?
Okay. Well, you know, I've been catching heat about this for a minute now. I might as well just keep the flames on my tail and just tell you how I truly feel.
Yes, indeed. Keep it real.
I don't have a problem with the ban. You know, Georgia, Kentucky, Missouri, Mississippi, and Ohio have all approved bans on abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually around the sixth week of a woman's pregnancy. So I understand what people say. Women have rights, and they should be able to do what they want with their bodies. But fetuses have rights, too. Unborn babies have rights as well. And so I look at it as, up to 8 weeks. I mean, you know you're having sex, so why not just be on top of yourself, getting yourself checked, you know, making sure that you're not pregnant, so that if you are, you don't want it. Hey, okay, you have the opportunity at that time to get an abortion. But after 8 weeks, when this embryo or this child or this fetus, at that point, it has a heartbeat, it has a life. So someone has to stand up for the rights of these living entities. And I don't know how many people out there have seen what they do with these abortions. I mean, in my opinion, it's murder. It's brutal. You go up here, you go up, you know, and you take, basically, surgically take apart a living human. So I'm not with it. And I applaud the man. Like I said, at least you got up to 8 weeks to make a decision on what you're going to do. So I say, hey, be on time. And if I'm not mistaken, there are other medical conditions that and situations that they may look at to go past it. But before, you know, up to that 8-week mark, you have time to still have the abortion after that. These babies have lives, too. And, you know, a doctor shouldn't be forced to put in a position where he has to go along with this abortion if he's not, you know, morally with it as well. So I'll leave it at that because I really want to get to the cause and get other people's opinion. Mine is a strong one, I know. So I know a lot of women, probably men too, may not be in agreement with that. But, hey, like I said, as we say, it's collective minds. We all might not think alike, but we all got to think. And that's my opinion.
Yes, indeed. Facts. Right. Yes, indeed. Yeah, we all get to the call lines here in a second, so I just make this brief because I'm kind of on the lines with Rigel as far as, you know, I don't necessarily, and I've grown to this point, I will say this, because I don't personally agree with abortion. But back in the day, you know what I'm saying, I was a little more lenient with it, but as I've grown, I've come into a stage where I don't personally agree with abortions. However, I don't feel like the state should tell these women what to do. You know what I'm saying? It should be like, because I do feel like at the end of the day, this is a woman's body. She's carrying the baby, and she has the final say-so as far as the abortion goes. Now, we can get into whether the father should have a say and all this and that, which I believe he should. But at the end of the day, that decision is going to be on the mother or potential mother who's carrying that child. So, you know, I don't necessarily agree with this particular ban because I feel like there's some other deeper things that are behind this ban, which I'll try to touch on later. because I don't believe it's about necessarily protecting life. Because as we see in our culture, we have full-grown human beings that these so-called conservatives and Republicans don't care about. You see, so it's not about life. It's not about protecting the baby, because our culture, we live in a death culture, in my opinion. So we don't necessarily hold life in a high value. You see what I'm saying? So we're going to care about a fetus or a zygote, but we don't care about fully functional human beings who are actually walking around this planet. We don't care about those, their life as well. So I think it's kind of hypocritical. And like I said, I'll touch on that later, but I think there are some deeper things behind this particular abortion ban when it comes to, you know, the society at large and the reason behind these bans. So we go dig a little deeper here in a minute. But let's get to the call lines first, and then, you know, we'll touch back on that later.
Okay.
Right, you want to hit the call lines?
Okay. Let's go with area code 762-207. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, first, I just want to say how y'all doing out there.
Hey,
Thomas.
How
you
doing?
Is that
who I think that is?
You know who it is, brother. I come out. You know I told you I was going to come check y'all out this evening, and I couldn't wait, and I just got to tell you, I love y'all's responses to that very serious question today, because I'm going to tell you something. If you're a natural person, and y'all seem to be like earth-type people, you're going to, or even spiritual people, when you are thrown a clever, brilliant lie that seems so just and right, that a woman has a right to her body, well, of course, so do I. Everybody does. Everybody's got a right to life. But what the parts that are lie, when they throw out the extremism, they get you to, because all of y'all said, oh, in case it's a rape or an incest or a health issue, right? Well, see, that's the clever lie. That was never illegal, ever. Before Roe versus Wade, any time in history, that's never been okay. And this is getting blown out of proportion in Alabama. So these people that aren't natural and don't see life as the way we procreate and carry on our whatever we want to carry on, our life, you know, that may be in a sense of, say, your race or your people or your family or whatever, that when they start just cheering it on and saying, because, see, I don't agree with what happened in Alabama. Of course, I don't agree with a lot of what goes on down
there
in Alabama.
That's where you from? Are you from Alabama?
No, I ain't. You know, so I'm from North Florida, which y'all probably don't think it's much better, but it is that poor part of the South. Yeah, and I was raised dirt poor South. I wasn't raised. I never knew anything about color probably till I got out of that area I was in as a young kid. So I don't. But I have watched this and seen the trick in this, and I don't know. I did a video on it, and I put it on Facebook earlier today, and I really did get a lot of flack from it. I saw that you saw it, or you asked me to come talk about this one particular subject. But I have family from Alabama. My mother's side goes way down to Dothan and Atmore and Glenwood, little small towns. They're all school teachers and former soldiers. I don't have anybody in my family that ever had any problem with anybody, but we all live in this area. I am in near Columbus, Georgia right now, and came up there most of my life. But Columbus, Georgia is also a military town, so there's a lot of different kind of people. So it's not that bad in Columbus so much as it is in that area. Well, sure, you can't deny that, but I also seen it get better in my 55 years of life from watching it as a small boy. And the folks that took care of me I think things are getting better, especially with people like y'all getting out here talking the way you're talking. But
and you as well. Right. Just to introduce you to my co-host here, Brother Cass, Sister Ryder. That's Bill Bunting. He is a YouTuber, and he definitely does a lot as far as being a humanitarian for the human race. So people who aren't familiar with him, you can look him up on YouTube, Bill Bunting. That's correct. Is that your YouTube channel, Bill Bunting?
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Bill Bunning on YouTube.
On YouTube. So,
okay.
Yeah, just to make sure I introduce you to my co-host here. And appreciate you
all
taking
right,
time
all right.
to call
we appreciate
in, brother.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. We got to talk like this, y'all. It's the only way to come to solutions. It don't matter what we sound like. It don't matter what we look like. It don't matter nothing. When we see certain truths pop out, it's like you said, I love the way you brought up this show, too. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all got to think. And
that's right.
And that's something that I only ask people to do. I never try to tell. If you would have asked me my opinion, I would have gave it to you. If you asked me what I would have thought was right or wrong, I said, well, you think about that. I have my perception. You have your perception. But when it comes to
that's
this
right.
thing called life or groups of people in America that have been kept down for hundreds of years and people don't even want to look at that anymore, I did pull up the abortion rates, y'all. Let's just take out the law. Let's just take out who's doing what. Let's just what New York did or Alabama did or everybody going to these extremes. Let's just look at the facts of this. 27 today, as of today, about 27 out of 1,000 black women are going to have an abortion. About 18 out of 1,000 Hispanic women are going to have an abortion. About 16 out of non-Hispanic, other than black or white or Hispanic women are going to have an abortion. But only 10 out of 1,000 white women are going to have an abortion. Now, the black rate, let's just deal with the black rate because that's all I want to talk about. The white rate stayed across, y'all. It's almost a straight line. But around 2000, the black women went from having 50 abortions per 1,000 down to 27. So somewhere during that time period, abortion was legal. Everybody was fighting for it. It wasn't so much that, but it was like it was really like it seemed like black folks started thinking about life. But here's the one stat that really blows my mind. If black folks are 13% of the population in America, and only 4% of the population in America is black women, then if they're having more abortions than even the white women, which would be millions, hundreds of millions, tens of millions, about 50, 60 million, 70 million.
Right.
Look at the difference in that. So, see, that's when they talk about black crime or they talk about this and they say, well, it's pretty even with the white folks. No, it ain't, because you don't take 77% of the population and do the math with 13% of the population. See, that's why they're teaching that Common Core math. They don't want anybody to do math anymore.
Mm.
They just want to look at it from the TV or what the hell they just been told. So that ain't the way it is. When you take these statistics into effect, and then you see this new outcry for abortion, anti-abortion down in Alabama. Now think of the mind trick in that. I want you, if you really want somebody to do something that they wouldn't normally do, you tell them they couldn't do it. You see what I'm getting at? Watch how long this law lasts, because it's not constitutional, by the way. It's not federal. It's just some governor getting
right,
out there saying it's right, right. And the other thing is, it's only if, like they said, from the heartbeat. Well, who takes the heartbeat? The doctor. So until you go to the doctor, they don't even know you're pregnant. So, see, that's a fear-mongering game right there. So this law is bad in the way it sounds, but in reality, anybody can still get an abortion in Alabama anytime they want. They just don't. They just can't go to a public or state service and register. You can still go to your private
okay.
doctor, like you could before Roe versus Wade, by the way. Here's the other thing. Abortion's only been legal when they wanted when a nation wanted its population to prosper and grow so they could create armies and an industrial and make money off their slaves, right? Well, why would you make abortion legal? Because, see, America, they sold this empire, y'all. And they're getting rid of us useless people, us poor people like me, us poor folks like y'all, the black part of America, the any part of America that's not going to fit their new empire that's coming up, which we've been turned into a resource nation. If you look at all the oil drilling and the dumping and everything's toxic and 3 million miles of pipelines. But my warning to black America is you're actually being killed off and you're being kept at a certain number. By being fooled into thinking a right means you think of how many women get told that it's just a right, and somebody that's backing that up and they're like, yes, sister, it's your right. You can do it if you want to. You ain't got to have that baby. And that girl probably would never thought that. Or what about the oops babies? You know, what about all the babies that's like, hey, I love you and you love your partner, and everything's cool. And y'all just one night y'all had a little bit too much or some 420 or something. You sat back, you enjoyed yourself, you enjoyed the natural part of life, and you made a mistake. You didn't think something happened. Oops, baby. You know, nobody's fault. The man wasn't being a jackass, and the woman wasn't getting no trap, baby. So it was all just a mistake. But what about them babies? Because see, that's the kind of baby
okay.
I am. I'm a baby that I was born. My dad came back from Vietnam, and my mom ain't seen each other. And bam, you know what happened there. So
all right. Let me hop in here, Bill. Let me hop in here real quick because I do appreciate you calling. And we want to get to some other callers, but what I want to do is I want to share my perspective because you brought up race and you brought up a lot of things within that conversation. So I always keep things within the context of white supremacy. So from my perspective, what I'm seeing with this anti-abortion ban, and we'll get to the callers here in 1 second, what I'm seeing with this abortion ban is I could just point to, now this is an article from the New York Times, June 20th of last year, June 20th of 2018. It says the title of the article is fewer births than deaths among whites in majority of U.S. states. Fewer births than deaths among whites in majority of U.S. states. And the article goes on to say deaths now outnumber births among white people in more than half the states in the country. Demographers have found signaling what could be a faster than expected transition to a future in which whites are no longer a majority of the American population. The Census Bureau has projected that whites could drop below 50% of the population around 2045, a relatively slow-moving change that has been years in the making. But a new report this week found that whites are dying faster than they are being born now in 26 states, up from 17 just 2 years earlier, and demographers say that shift might come even sooner. I'm hearing some background noise, too. So I laid that out to say I believe this abortion ban is because white people in America have a negative birth rate. So you have two sides of this argument. Hold on 1 second. You have two sides of this argument as far as I'm concerned. You have white supremacists on the right, which are the conservatives. They're saying that we want to ban or outlaw abortions at a certain point because we need more white babies to be born. And then you have white supremacists on the left who are liberal or Democrats. They're saying, no, we want to keep abortions legal because if you go back to Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood, they want black people to keep having abortions. You see what I'm saying? And this is the struggle that's going on that is on the outside of the mainstream conversation. There's one group that wants abortions to be legal because they know that a high number of black and Hispanic people or women have abortions. And then you have the other side that wants to make abortions illegal because they want to have more white babies. And this is what I'm seeing from my perspective and when I see with these laws. There's a negative birth rate amongst white people, and they want to get that – they want to kind of curb that and have more white babies, you see. So that's what I'm seeing, and that's the underlying reason as to why they're passing these laws or trying to get these laws on the books from my perspective.
Okay, and I'm not trying to change your perspective, but I would like to explain something about the white nationalist lie about the white race bleeding out and all this that you've been hearing about. This is not only a lie, it is nothing new. In America in 1922, they came out with this same crap, and they said the white race was bleeding out. The American population was 78% white at 77% white today. That hardly ever changes. No. That is not even close to the truth. That was 100 years ago almost that they were saying that same tired lie. And lots of white people buy into it. Lots of white people think that black folks are 60% of the population of America too. So that don't mean what
right.
they think
which
is
not
true.
True.
Okay,
that's
true. That stinking thinking right there. That's hearing something and not trying to back it up and research it because you heard something and that troubles you, right? You're like, wow, white people are fixing to get bled out. Let me go check that out. No, I'll just listen to some jackass like Richard Spencer because he seems nice and clean cut and articulate. So people believe people. So I want y'all to actually research that and don't take my word for it. That is an old white nationalist lie, and look at the history from it.
Oh, yeah.
That's where all the Confederate monuments came from, by the way. Most of them were erected in the 20s and in the 50s, and then even some in the 80s when David Duke started that same old tired thing. So this white nationalist, white socialist lie is a very small group of people. Yes, they are in some powerful positions, and they got some big money. I am not going to deny the severity of their hatred. I will not do that because that would be being a liar. But in saying that, their numbers are very small, and white people in general, y'all, are backing away from this. I'm in those conversations, by the way. I get to go to both barbecues, you know what I mean? I listen to everybody, and I use both my channels to – because this is – look, y'all, this has been – not only a thorn in my side because I'm a white Southerner that's not a racist and I get stereotyped, it's been my whole life fighting these people, okay, these lies because of the people that helped raise me. So I have more than an interest of proving the truth on this. It is my life. I do love the South, and I see a beautiful side of it, and I can't let that go. But I also can't turn away from the hatred.
So hold on one second. So you're saying that white people in America do not have a negative birth rate?
Not a negative birth rate. They're having a stagnant growth rate because the states you just mentioned, look at all the, I hate to say it like this, but look at all the Yankees up north leaving the New York area, Ohio. There's no more jobs. They're moving places. They're not having kids right now. Basically, in 1 year, because of the economy and having to move to jobs to prove that, you know, Donald Trump was creating jobs or something. These didn't pop up in their backyards. Those auto plants didn't open back up. The people in West Virginia aren't having kids because they're so broke because nobody in West Virginia got any of those energy jobs. So like you said about perception, though, brother, that's all I want to point out. I can throw out a lot of stats, but the perception is and the truth of it is the reason they did it in Alabama was not so white women couldn't have abortions so they could have more babies. They're not having the abortions. They don't have the infant mortality rate that the black folks have. They don't have none of that. And plus, their superior numbers of women by, 13% to 77%. So think about that. And only 4% of Americans are black women.
But you got to look at the numbers. Right. Let's be clear, though. There are white women in Alabama that do have abortions. So if we talk about even if it's at a 0% growth or it's negative, that's still a concern for people who want to hold on to whiteness. That's still a concern.
Hold on.
But
that would be true if it wasn't for the fact that the white abortion numbers never, ever go above 13 to 14 white women per 1,000. It always stays between 14 and 10. The black women went from 50, brother, to down to 27, and now that it's dropping, they're making abortion illegal. Now think about the psyop in that. This is how you twist people into doing your evil bidding for them. You make it sound like they can't do something. Like I said earlier, that is the whole psyop in this. This law in Alabama won't last long. As I said before, it's not federally constitutional.
Right.
That's been ruled by the Supreme Court. Alabama can't really buck on it. So it'll get sent. Why? You mark my words. I tell you what, if you don't think I have foresight on this, just mark my words. Alabama, this will be taken to court. Somebody will challenge it. And sooner or later, it may even take, because it takes a long time to get to the Supreme Court, it may even take 6 months to a year and a half. But that'll all be rescinded, and they'll find some common ground, and it'll all be good for the people. The whole thing was to get people now We don't have food to replenish. We don't have they just put tariffs on our fresh food from Mexico. From all the floods out west, from y'all's way on out, that's where all our fresh food come from. They hadn't even planted. We don't have any food coming this summer. But not to mention, just look at the historical murder of the black race in America. This population, look at the population, isn't it strange that in 1870, when the first census was actually taken on black people, they were roughly 21% of the population. Then it went all the way down in the 30s to about 10, and they've stayed a steady 12 to 13% since then. Every time it breaks 13%, right, it's 13.1. You either see a crack epidemic, like in the 90s right, and the 80s, or you'll see a war breakout, and it'll really promote
right,
that war hard to the black man.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
you go, brother.
Murder. Yeah.
If the new world order scumbags took all the black, because they do hate. I do believe that they're white people. I think they're super elite white people, and they do not represent white human beings. So I'm just going to say that right there. And I don't see color anyway, so it's hard for me to even talk about this. But I will not deny that these super rich bastards do hate black people everywhere around the world. And the vaccines are another part of it, brother. Whoever had the measles, they put this measles scare out there, but the same vaccines with the mercury and the formaldehyde and the aluminum in them, it's the same vaccines that they gave to those starving African kids 25, 30 years ago. You remember Sally Struthers on the TV, you know, saying, "Hey, if y'all help feed these poor African kids," when's the last time you saw a starving African children commercial on TV?
Right, okay.
They're not
right,
there.
I'm
There's
not
no
there.
More starving.
Let's do this.
They have practiced genocide over there, and they're doing it here now.
Yes, indeed. Let's do this, Bill, because I want to continue this conversation with you, and we could definitely talk about a lot of things. But I don't want to switch topics. I want to stay on this abortion topic and get to some other callers.
That was about the abortion. I'll leave that in there. I didn't mean to get off.
No.
To show the severity and how clever that these men that I have studied most of my life that have it in for the black race all around the world. I just needed to get that a point. That this is really a psyop in Alabama, and black women need to hold on to their children, and black men need to hold on to their families. And I'll let y'all let
you
get back to your show, bro.
Yes, I'm with you on that now. Now, look, Bill, we do want to have you back on. Yeah, Brother Mufasa, stay in touch with him and bring him back on, because you know what we talked about, and we can bring him back on to discuss what we talked about as far as racism in America and things like that. Yeah, so we appreciate
y'all get a chance,
thank
make
you for
sure
the call.
Y'all check out his channel. Make sure y'all check out his channel, Bill Bunting on YouTube.
Yes, thank you for the call.
Spell his last name.
Buntining. B-U-N-T-I-N-G. He has some good content on his YouTube channel.
Yeah, and if you just joining the family, if you just join us real quick before we get to the callers, it's Collective Minds Radio. We are discussing the anti-abortion laws that just been passed in a few states. They're not in effect yet, so I don't want to put that, misinformation out there. They're not in effect yet, but they're about one or two steps away from possibly going into effect. So call us up. Let us know what you think. The number is 929-477-1697. On to you, Roger. Let's hit the call lines.
Okay. Area code 336-965. Calling on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I do have a comment. Can you hear me?
Yes,
loud and clear.
Hey, caller, thank you.
We hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
All right. I do have a comment. And my comment is, to me, once a woman do have the right to control her own body, but once she gets pregnant, she loses her rights, because now it's the right of the baby who is unborn, who can't speak for themselves, has a right. And also fathers, there's a lot of fathers out there that want their baby, so the mother doesn't have all the rights to determine if she has an abortion or not. It should be more than her that's involved there. Okay. But my feeling is, I have seen cases of a lot of women who have lived through abortions. You know, some of them have lost their arms or something like that. but some had came through the abortion, and they were talking about how their life is now, how they're helping other people to talk against abortion. And so I think we all have a right to live, because what would happen if all our mothers had aborted us? What would happen to the world? I think we do. Babies have a right to be born, and women have a right
to be
born.
It is what it is.
That's
right.
I think that's all.
That's right. You're making some great points.
Said we all talked about so much to think that I forgot what I was going to talk about. That's okay.
No, that was good. Well, thank you.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Yes, you made some fantastic points there. I totally agree with you.
Okay, thanks, Carl. Okay, let's get one more caller. Area code 314 from the 314. 314-322. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment.
Hey, caller,
yes,
thanks for calling in.
Peace, caller.
My comment would be, I think I'm very pro-choice. I think everyone should have control of their own body. But when it comes to the ban, you know, I'm just happy that they at least, they didn't completely ban it. They gave it up to a point. So up to
right.
8 or 6 weeks, you have
right.
the opportunity to get your abortion. I think by that time frame, if you don't know that you're pregnant, which some people don't know they're pregnant, but up to that time frame, if you didn't know you was pregnant, then, you know, it is what it is.
That's right. That's right.
It is what
right.
it is.
They could always put them up for adoption. That's right, Carl.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Carl.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
We appreciate it.
Someone else has a comment.
Well, okay. Hold on the line. Let's hear from them. Collective Minds. Let's hear it.
A child to the system isn't always the best thing either, because those children usually have a very hard life.
Correct.
Like, I've worked with several children who are a part of the system, and I rarely find any of them that have good stories. So creating a new generation of people who are just, you know, being given up and have to age out of the system or go from place to place, that's not a great thing either.
Right,
so it's like
right,
creating
exactly.
more broken people.
Right, exactly. That was going to be my question to, you know, all the pro quote unquote pro life people, because what if you have a situation where it's legitimate, and the woman or maybe the couple, the woman and the man, they feel like, look, we're not in a position right now to raise a child. We don't want to bring a child into this world. We made a mistake, slipped up, you know, the oops thing that my guy talked about. It could be one of those situations to where they just feel like, look, we're not in the position or the place right now to support and have
that
a child.
That
just
sounds irresponsible, though. That just sounds so irresponsible.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
but some people,
but then,
you know,
do you want to bring a child? And,
but some people are irresponsible people, and some people don't.
Is,
yeah,
honestly, don't need
true.
To be. There's many people out there that don't need to ever be parents. I have a best friend who never has had the desire to be a mother. She doesn't have very maternal instinct. So
right.
this to see yep. like her be forced to be a mother. Or either to give her child up, which she probably wouldn't do. She'd just be a horrible mother. So I'm just like, okay, how is that much better? I don't see how that's any better. It's creating people with lots of mental health problems and all kind of other issues that are going to come about from that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it is what it is.
All right, Carl. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
That are going to probably either hurt themselves or be hurt because they didn't want to have this child and they feel like they don't have any other choice. There's going to be a lot of basement abortion, people killing boyfriends. I mean, killing women and all of that stuff. So it's a lot.
Yes,
it's
indeed.
A lot of
yep.
You got some good points there.
Yeah, she made some good points, and I kind of had touched on that too, as far as if it does go through, you are going to have a lot of illegal. Yeah, thanks, Carla. You are going to have a lot of, you know, illegal abortions, unsafe and other type of abortions that could potentially do harm to the mother. So, you know, if it goes through, then that'll be the potential fallout, you know. And then people just having the babies and they can't really take care of them. So they may, you know, put them into the system, foster care and adoption and all that other type stuff. So, you know, it could just create some bigger issues if it does fully go through. You know, but we'll see how that goes. Let's go to the call.
Okay, area code 314-616. Call you on with Collect the Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes. Can everyone hear me?
Hey,
yes,
Paul,
indeed.
Thanks for calling
in. Yeah,
we hear you.
Loud and clear. Peace.
Hey, how's it going? I'll be real brief. And Brother Kevin, if you can, please send me the link to get the replay on this one. But,
indeed. I got you, brother.
Well, when I hear women say, you know, it's a woman's body, it's almost like you sound childlike in your ways. And I think that the biggest thing with this topic is there's a lack of education, you know, and, you know, I'm not pro-choice, I'm not pro-life, I'm pro-truth. And I think that particularly I present this women, this question to our women, because we make up a demographic of people that are leading the charts in this abortion. And when you look at these states that are pushing this agenda, though they're trying to protect the sanctity of life of white life, because their numbers are dwindling, and these people are in fear that in the next 40 years this will be a brown country. You know what I'm saying? I think that you know, black women need to educate themselves on what's happening to your body when you perform an abortion procedure, one. And also know that these people are using their stem cells and the remains of the fetus from the abortion to do other medicinal things in the medical world. I think that for them to make that choice for a man is a bit selfish, because there are some men that desire to be fathers. And so what you're saying is that even though he's made that deposit into my universe with his sperm bank, I'm taking away his choice to be a dad. So if you're going to make that decision, try to make it a dual decision. And I do know that there are some women out here that will purposely, you know, trap men because they think that there's going to be a financial gain off of that. And there's some women that, you know, will refuse to work because they want to live off of a system. You know, and also when you say it's my body, what I don't like is when I see women who make that choice to carry the pregnancy, but then they continue to live life like they're not pregnant. They're still doing the same things they did before they were pregnant. They're smoking and drinking, that kind of thing. So what you're not telling me is that newborn child is about to enter into the universe. They want to smoke Newport. They like 1800. You know, come on, give me a break.
Right.
So when you say those statements, I just think that it needs to be clarified, and I think there needs to be education on what could potentially happen to a woman's body, whether they're getting an abortion or a plan B, because I've seen some very negative side effects from all of that. And again, I'm not telling them what to choose. I'm just saying educate yourself. And if there's going to be one performed, let both parties come together. And I know, like, they try to use rape as an excuse, but when you look at the numbers, only about 10% of rapes even get reported. And when you look at how long it takes a woman to even report the rape, rapes that are that turn into abortions are even smaller. You know what I'm saying? So when you educate yourself on those kind of things, maybe it changes your perspective. But to say that, hey, I'm choosing to have this baby and now I want him to pay child support, that same energy has to be used to when you're now saying that even though I was given a choice before, now my choice is being taken away from me. So maybe you're feeling the effects of the karma from the things that you've made as a people. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I have to say, guys. And, you know, whatever you guys want to say behind that, go ahead.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, brother, for the call.
Yes, indeed.
And if you just joined us, family, this is Collective Minds Radio. I'm Brother Kev with Rigel Starr and Brother Mufasa Ra, and we're talking about the anti-abortion ban that's possibly about to be passed in a few states or what have you. Now, I do want to touch on a few things, too, because, whenever, at least for me, whenever I deal with information from the mainstream, you always got to take with a grain of salt. And like the caller just said, it's always important that we educate ourselves on the backstory and the different nuances that go into a particular story. So with that being said, because everybody kind of agreed, according to the numbers, black women have a higher abortion rate, meaning according to the numbers, black women have more abortions than any other group. So now we don't really have any, I know at least I don't have any ways to actually verify that number. Only thing I can do is go by the number of black women that I know and then kind of do a percentage of the black women that, out of those black women that I know, how many of them had an abortion before. You see what I'm saying? So, like I say, when we get this information from these mainstream presses and all this this media, we have to take it with a grain of salt because we know that they could potentially be lying about a lot of things, but then some things can line up with what we see on a day-to-day. You know what I'm saying? So, like I was saying, when it comes to black women, the numbers that they report tell us that black women have a high number of abortions. You know, somewhere within the, it's been a lot of, let's just say it's been a lot of black babies that's been aborted according to the numbers. So with that being said, I do feel like that is an issue in the black community that we need to deal with. I don't think it necessarily needs to be a law per se, but I think that is something that we definitely need to deal with and address as black men and women as far as having abortions. That goes back to what Rigel kind of said as far as being responsible. You know, we got to start being responsible, especially when it comes to things like sex, because sex is nothing to play with. And like Dr. Francis Quest Wilson said, when two adults play with sex, the joke is on the offspring or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But if you play with sex, typically the offspring or the child is the one that suffers. So we definitely have to look at that as a community. And, you know, try to address that issue head on, as far as I'm concerned, you know. So I don't know if y'all wanted to respond or, you know, go after that. We're coming down to the last 30 minutes of the show. Did y'all want to respond?
Yeah. No, I agree. I totally think we have to be more responsible. We have to be a more responsible people, just period, overall in general. You know, we have to stop being so impulsive. Right now, we're impulsive thinkers, and we have to be more conscious thinkers, you know, and that's just our biggest problem. You know, we are impulsive. You know, we just react. We don't think. A lot of our choices is not conscious choices, you know, so we do have to be more of a responsible group of people. We can get to a caller. Right now, area code
314.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Whoa.
He likes saying, right. He likes saying, hold on.
Whoa.
Right.
That sounds like a machine gun, ain't it? Whoa.
I'm to get that sound
bite. I'm with y'all on that, too. That's right. Whoa. I'm with y'all on that, too. And, you know, like I said earlier about putting myself in the skillet with the heat on me, I'll do it again in this regards when you say talking about being responsible. You know, I told y'all off air a possible solution to this is to just, or maybe I didn't tell you. I probably didn't get a chance to tell y'all this. And I don't want to go off subject, but I just, you know, give you a little dash of it and we can talk about it another time. But, you know, why don't you just make everybody sterile from the jump? And when males come out the womb, you just go ahead and give them a vasectomy out the womb. And then as they get older, when it's time to create, You just have to apply to have a baby, just like you apply for a job. You got to go and prove yourself worthy to make
it
a baby.
It is what it is.
Then you get yourself unfixed, and boom, you can have a child. Maybe that's what it's going to take because, you know, it's like you said, we got to be more responsible. And when you sit back and just try to let people be responsible, these are the things that happen. So we're having these talks, these discussions now about the abortion. You know, so maybe we just got to make people stir and make them apply to have a baby. Maybe that'll solve.
It is what it is.
No, Mufasa. That can never work because then we're talking about other people regulating your reproductive services, which they try to do now, but we don't want to get into a position, especially when the state or government is regulating people like that. Like, that's a little extreme. That's some old.
I know it's extreme. Y'all know.
You know what I'm saying? That's very extreme.
Yeah. We ain't got to go.
Yeah, I'm not with that.
We can stay
it
on.
It is what it is.
We can chop that up later.
Right. Yeah. We'll chop that up later. Let's go to call.
Yeah,
line.
Shoot that
call.
Down. Shoot that down. Okay, area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
I called in last week and they said you're in the queue. I've been holding since.
We appreciate you.
But let's get some things put on the table, right? The black abortion rate in the country is about 447 per thousand.
That's a lot. Per thousand?
No, it's not.
Or per 10,000?
Per thousand. Since 1973, the Roe decision, Roe was attorney for Dallas, Texas.
Right.
To 2003, I used to keep track of those numbers myself because they had to be reported to the CDC, and also you had another conservative organization called Glockmeyer, where their numbers was conservative. Black women was aborting babies at the rate of 50 per hour.
That's
now it's down about 37.5 per hour.
Ooh.
Now, in Alabama, 60% of the abortions is at black women, babies. Arkansas, 51%. In Mississippi, it's 78%. They've been complaining about that for some time. Louisiana, where I am right now, I happen to be, is 62%. So every 1,000 babies that black women have in Alabama, 600 gets aborted. In New York, you have more black babies aborted than born. You can bleach. And since Roe, black babies have been aborted. The number is over 19 million, close to 20 million, that is. That's more than half your population. And if you look at some countries, that would be the whole total country. It's gone. You come outside, nobody's there.
Right.
I mean, think about it. Now, here's another thing. Well,
that's
it
right.
Would. It's true. If you take the number, baby, you could take all the blacks out of New York, North Carolina, Missouri, and some other states, come outside, no blacks. It'd be like Lassie come home when you saw one. I hear people talk about, of course, I'm against federal funds being used for abortion, even when you're doing like Parenthood International. I'm totally against that myself. I think these laws, if states want to have certain laws, let the states do it. Leave it out of the federal government's hand. Jesse Jackson was born but almost aborted. When people think he's a good thing, I think Obama's mother was getting ready to abort him. And right now you got places all through St. Louis, for instance, over there at Progressive Emporium, they got a big old fishbowl of condoms. Get as many as you want. Contraceptives is free. Birth control is free.
Right.
So nobody has any excuse saying that they not working to provide you with the ability to not get people pregnant. Now, this thing about it's a woman's choice. Think about this. I heard one of your shows where you was complaining about women bleaching their skin. I hear people complain about black women putting dye and color in their hair. Well, is that not the same thing as a woman's choice?
No, but that's not making a law against it, though. But that's just
well, in some countries there's a law against it. But it's not the law. It's the people complaining about what people do with their body or what people try to tell them not to do with their body. Somebody say, woman, you black woman, you are using bleaching cream because you have self-hatred. Well,
right,
that's
that
in Obama.
But I don't think it should be against the law, per se. You know what I'm saying?
Obama,
like,
well, all right, let's talk. Well, let me get there. Obama imposed a tax on tanning parlors. So if white women want to go become dark in complexion, they are taxed for doing it. And that tax was applied by the law. Now, the NAACP, yes, it is. NAACP is totally against, you know, is for abortions. You know, there's an organization called Ma'afa 21 that's been reporting on it for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
I hear people throw the excuse out there, what if your daughter got raped? Well, like the gentleman said, rape is less than a half of 1% of the reason why come women get abortion. And people who say, well, I can't believe that this is true. Well, why is all these schools closed? People are complaining about the schools closing in the hood. You know why the schools are closing? Because there's no kids.
That's true.
Look at Cleveland over there on South Grand. That school was designed to carry about 2,000 students. Heck, Brother Amir Ali had a class. I went over there and talked to him. Heck, he only had about 10 kids in his classroom with two teacher assistants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah, we don't have a big family like we used to have back in the day when you got 10, 15 kids in the family. We down to one and two.
So, you know, I'm going to get to this. And like I said, I think it should be left to the state. I don't like the state imposing them laws like they wanted to, like the baker that did not want to put a characters of two men on top of the wedding cake. I think if he didn't want to do that, that's his ability not to want to do that. It's not saying that they can't do it. And black women can have these babies and give them to white male same-sex couples because I see a lot of them with black kids that they've adopted. I mean, it can go on and on and on. Well, you can say abducted if you want to. And look at Annie Malone. Annie Malone over there, you know that black babies are cheaper to adopt and they at least adopt it.
Yes.
But when you look at some of these, look like when they had the earthquake in Haiti. You had white groups going on there abducting black babies. In Chad, you had white groups going and abducting black kids, taking them to New York. It was caught and they had to take them back.
To this day, you know, Ethiopia has banned, I think it's Ethiopia, if I'm not mistaken, they've actually banned European adoption.
Russia to ban Americans adopting their kids.
Right.
And you know, here's another thing, this thing about whites disappearing, man, I don't believe that stuff. Heck, well, who controlled the money? And you know, back in the 30s, they expelled Mexicans out of the country, even those that was born here. They got rid of them. Look at the history. So,
right. And that's what my point I'm making with as far as, like, I don't think they're disappearing. What I'm saying is they're not having enough babies according to what they report, according to what the mainstream press. We're talking about Time Magazine, New York Times, Washington Post, all these major publications. So whether it's true or not, that's irrelevant. This is what they're reporting as far as they're not having enough babies. So they're trying to get the word out to somebody that they're not having enough babies. Now, let me tell you something, Kevin. We could debate about that.
It is what it is.
Let me tell you something.
If black women aborted a baby per every one white women aborted two, we wouldn't be around to see it when they got down to the point of no count at all. We'd all be gone. Because they outnumber you about 7-1, as it is now.
It's about 6-1. But now let's look at globally.
Did we count who got shot last night in St. Louis? I bet it's about 7-1. I'm just terrible, ain't I?
Nah,
it is what it is.
I mean, you made some good points, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I want to ask you this just to cut to the chase. Are you pro-choice? Is that what you're saying? Like, are you pro-choice?
Well, another thing, there's a difference between anti-abortion and pro-life, because the way it is in Virginia, when you can abort at the point of dilation, and what the lady that introduced the law in Virginia, and they asked the question, and the governor said that you could, the baby is born, you put it on the table and wrap it up and get it comfortable, then the parents decide what to do with it. That's murder.
Yeah, that's
and what they're saying in these states is once that child have a heartbeat, it's a child.
Right.
That's right.
And it shouldn't be killed. And here's another thing. If it's not a life, why is it that if you, Kevin, go out and shoot a pregnant woman, you are faced with two murders?
This is true. This is
true.
Yeah.
I mean, do we think?
This
we
is
got
true.
To think about this stuff.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. And we
right.
appreciate the call. We want to get to a couple more callers.
And you know, one other thing. Everybody's saying Jesus is coming back. If Jesus was coming back with a will and a female, he ain't making it.
Right, because he's been aborted.
He's been aborted.
So he's going to have to crack open them clouds, as they say.
He's going to have to come by FedEx or UPS. I'll talk to you later.
I appreciate it, God. Thank you. Yes, indeed. So if you're just joining us, family, we are having a dynamic discussion about the abortion laws that's on the books in Kentucky, Ohio, Mississippi, Alabama, and right here in Missouri. So give us a call. We're down to the last 19 minutes of the show. This is Collective Minds Radio, Brother Kev, Rigel Starr, and Brother Mufasa Ryan. Did y'all want to respond before we get to the callers? We got two more callers. I want to give y'all a chance to respond to anything. Okay.
I can wait. Rigel,
you want to go to the calls?
Okay, area code 314-568. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or comment?
I could just
314-568. Call you have a question or comment? Okay, just listen. Okay. We'll go to this will be our last caller. Area code 319-572. Calling you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a comment.
Yes,
going on? Called condoms and birth control and abstinence, not having it.
Right.
And I think they're also looking at maybe like one out of maybe, I'm just guessing, may have multiple abortions. And that could be what they're looking at too. But at the same time, I've seen the pictures of them dudes that wants to pass the law. And they just don't look like they're just getting on. So they're mad. but you also got, but like I said, there's women that go in to get multiple abortions. You know? And after you go in for like the second abortion, they're like looking at you like, what the hell are you doing? So
I think
a woman should be allowed one freebie, one abortion. The second time they come in, oh no. But and at the same time, I also was like thinking about what Toy said. Sterilization. When you grown, when you grow up, did they know you ain't right? You are sterilized.
See?
And if you're a hooker, sterilization.
See? Okay.
So.
Does it work?
Yep, indeed. Now,
even though I said all that, it still boils down to the woman and where she's at in her life.
Right.
Even though there's a white people always ready to snatch up a black baby. White people are always ready to kidnap a baby. So there's still no option. And then you're talking of rape. Well, she can't have an abortion.
It is what it is.
So she got 9 months to sit there and think about the guy that raped her. every day she get up.
Right.
So, but at the end of the day, it's a woman's choice. And not everywhere can be handing out bowls of condoms. We don't, like, around here, they close down the Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
So you went into Walgreens and looked at how much a box of condoms cost?
Yeah, but it's worth it. You ever see how much a kid costs?
Yeah.
You can put it too.
That's why I practice what I preach. I'm using condoms, regardless.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And that's the thing. That's the thing that we really have to push, because you can use a condom. You can, if you want to go to birth
control
route, that's
too.
Another route. Yeah, you can use those type of routes. There's all different kind of mechanisms, and there's really no such thing as, oops, I slipped up, or, if I didn't pull out soon enough, or whatever the excuses are, there's really no excuse for that, because if you have sex without any contraceptive, then there's a potential that you can get pregnant too. You know what I'm saying? There's really no other way around it. Like, that's just a chance you're taking, because it, quote unquote, feels good or feels better than,
because that's what sex is for, procreation. Create life. It's not to be played with.
Exactly. It's not to be played with. And that should definitely be stressed. But thank you, caller. We appreciate you calling and insight. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll go to one more
call
before we wrap up. This has to be the last one. Okay, area code 404-908. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, just a few comments on some of the things I heard. Be careful, because you changed the picture of your voice. Somebody would assume that was a Nazi calling for state-sanctioned sterilization. We've seen how that plays out before. I would suggest you look up Puerto Rico and what they did to the Puerto Rican women, and then that was what the Americans did to them back in the day. Now, when y'all talk about this law, especially in Alabama, who do y'all think is going to face the penalties of this law? Do y'all think Becky's going to jail, or you think Rashida going to jail? You see what I'm saying? Like, we take things at face value and don't look deep enough into what we're talking about.
Now, let me ask you this real quick, Carla.
I just wanted to say something.
I thought it was the doctors. I thought it was the doctors that had to go to jail. That's all I was asking.
No, the patients. That's what they're talking about.
It'll be both. It's the doctor as well, though.
On women.
Yeah, the doctor as well.
Doctor
the doctor be convicted too. Yeah, the doctors too, from what they reported.
Yeah, but if you make it illegal, there's not going to be doctors practicing it. So it's not going to be doctors with these practices open. It's going to be some back alley stuff we're talking about. But overall, though, when things do happen, like I said, when you look at which group is going to get penalized, that tells you one thing. Second thing, if you want to gamble in Alabama or some other state that don't have gambling, you do what? You go to Vegas or you go to the Indian casino and gamble, right? And then you come back home.
Right.
So
right.
People with money are going to leave Alabama, get their abortion somewhere else, and come back. So basically we're talking about a law that penalizes the poor. Now, when a state tells you that they're getting rid of abortion, that would likely mean, okay, so is there going to be a social safety net for these kids that are going to be born? Is there going to be a way to make sure things go well? Because Alabama is one of the poorest states in the country. Also one of the least states with the least amount of opportunity. So when this bill goes through and companies retaliate and say, I'm not going to bring my convention there, or I'm not going to bring my business there, who's going to be losing out on jobs? Again, we're talking about the same folks. So when I see black folks signing up for something that is going to harm only black folks, majority-wise, well, I could see some of them little mixed couples. They probably going to do bad in court, too, in Alabama. Ain't no telling. When Becky go in there with her little Jaden, that probably ain't going to go so well. But the main point to understand here is, man, when you talk about taking the right away and closing it off, you're removing all options and putting the government at the head of something, which is not a good idea, especially when it comes to procreation, man. Abortion is basically looked at the way it is because of socioeconomic status. So the poor black women, poor Latino women who have to go to these clinics, that stuff gets registered. If you're a middle class or upper class white woman, hey man, they go make that abortion happen. Doctor makes it, you know, disappear.
Right.
There's no records kept, no stats kept, and they just say, look at all these black folks and Latino folks having abortion. You see what I'm saying? And then we start talking about being responsible with sex. Oh my God, bruh. Does anybody here think people gonna stop having sex? Or especially
sex
irresponsibly?
No. You don't have to stop. Just you can be more responsible though.
Okay. Now let's say people been saying that for 30 years, and every little attempt they've made to make that happen has not worked. Matter of fact, made things worse. Every state that put in abstinence instead of sex education for teens ended up having higher teen pregnancy and more STDs. You see what I'm saying? Like, people are gonna have sex. Best thing to do is give them options, give them education the best you can, so that you know you have better turnout. But when we're talking about this, this is basically a poverty pill. And poor folks going to catch hell on this. Black folks going to catch hell on this. And the ones of us who were applauding it from the jump, we're going to be them same folk like the drug law. Well, I just wanted them to do something about the drug law. And then we had the war on drugs, everybody locked up. You see what I'm saying? You got to think long-term on stuff like this. This is basically a Republican play because things are bad for them right now. So they wanted to rally their base, and this is one way that they rally their base. They go after Roe versus Wade. They go after abortion.
Right.
So the people who are always telling folks to have kids are the same people who take school lunches out of little kids' mouths, try to take every bit of safety net spending they can and lower taxes so the state can't fund anything. So, man, be careful with these damn conservatives, man.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We appreciate you calling. Yes, indeed.
I want to ask him a quick question. I just want to make a real quick question, Carla. With all that you said, like, when it comes to these abortions, do you have a problem? Well, not a problem, but what is the solution to where we don't have to have these abortions with these, you know, fetuses that's over 8 weeks old? I mean, do you have a problem with babies being aborted over 8 weeks? Do you think that's okay to do?
The first thing I'm going to ask you is, when did you decide that 8 weeks was this important number? You see what I'm saying? That's when you start getting into how propaganda works. They know the majority of women don't know they're pregnant until like the first 6 weeks, meaning you're not even aware. So at that point, if they make the cutoff 8 weeks, they can stop, you know, the idea of having an option by penalizing. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is like, I hate to say, but this is a hustle. This is a con. This is the way that they're running it. And you can tell with the language that's being used, like the idea of infanticide or like people aborting babies that's already born, like, no, that doesn't happen. If somebody did that, that's illegal. You go to jail. It's infanticide. But when they set these 8-week parameters, you see how they laying the groundwork for it? You see what I'm saying?
Do you think it should be cut off at any?
There already is a cutoff. There's a legal cutoff about how developed the fetus is of whether somebody can have an abortion or not. The question is, why are you playing in the sandbox that they created by dealing with that question? They frame the question that way to make it seem like they're pro-life, when in all reality, these are the people who are going to, defund the group homes that these kids are going to have to go to, not fund the adoption centers that these kids will have to go to, cut back on the SNAP and all the nutritional supplements and everything else that these poor kids are going to need, and then turn around and tell you how they love life. This is a con. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. These folks are running a game.
Right. No, I'm with you. I'm definitely with you on that. Definitely. Thank you for the call, Paula. We appreciate it. But, yeah, I'm definitely walking with him as far as the, you know, if they're being very hypocritical, because the people who actually put this law into place, let's not think for 1 minute that these people are pro-life, you see. So there's always an agenda behind when they make moves like this, especially something of this magnitude. This is a topic that has been very, you know, divisive and heated within quote-unquote American political culture. You know, abortion is one of those topics that divides the line, you know, that sets the line in place. So, you know, let's not think for 1 second that the people who pass this law that's quote-unquote pro-life, that they are actually pro-life, because they're not. Let's be clear. And a lot of these people, like I say, are conservative Republicans. They're the ones who don't give a care about people's lives that are actually walking, living members of society. So I definitely don't fall into that propaganda trick, and I can walk with the call on that point, you know, that he makes. So, yeah, I don't fall for that. But, yeah, we down to the last 5 minutes, y'all. You know, I just close with this right here. Thank you for the callers. You know, thanks to my thanks to my hosts, Raiju and Mufasa. And, you know, this has been a great show. I really enjoyed this conversation. And I'm gonna let you guys get the last word on that.
All right, well, all I'm gonna say is I definitely want to entertain the concept in the future of sterilization. We can talk about it. I heard what the caller said, but I want to entertain that conversation one day because it's abortion and it was
your
a
question,
great.
Though.
Yeah, I know. It was a great conversation. I enjoyed it, and I appreciate all the callers calling as well. Maybe we have to do a second show on this down the road.
Yeah, and I'd just like to just add to what my brothers had already said. I want to thank all the callers, all our supporters for always tuning in with us and joining in with our discussions and our topics. It's always great to hear other people's opinions and views. We welcome that. Like Brother Kevin always say, you don't have to think alike, but we all have to think. And so we enjoy the differences. So you can always call and don't be afraid to say whatever you're feeling, whatever you're thinking. We're not here to criticize, but we just want to have good dialogue to hopefully get to a point that we can agree to. Or at least understand. So with that being said, tune in next week. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the social networks outlets. Also, if you have any questions or any show topic ideas, feel free to email us with any options or just different topics, or if you just want to provide information, you can. Mufasa, would you give them the email address?
Yes, feel free to email us at collectiveminds with the S, collectiveminds@yahoo.com.
Okay. So always do that. And please join us next week. We have another good topic coming up. And we also have some special guests that's coming up as well in the future. So be on the lookout for that. Always follow us for any of those upcoming special guests. And peace
yes,
to you
indeed.
Guys. Yeah, we'll hear from you guys next week.
See y'all later.
Bye.
Peace, peace.
3, 2, 1. Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's on or a new point, calling with your viewpoint. From head to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers. Of the queens and the kings, we gon' get into some things. We been going deeper, breaking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking
like Collective Minds.